It's midday on Napa Street in Vallejo. At the main post office, a few voters walk in holding their ballots. Quenisha McNeil, who works at the post office, says she's seen a steady stream of voters all week.
Yes, we have had a fairly amount of customers come in to vote and turning in their ballots. I do have the ones that don't like to put them out in the blue collection boxes, but they will come in and they will hand them to us, or they'll just put them on the inside slot and just drop off their ballots and go about their day.
Outside, some voters are still deciding how to vote. Mady Lumpkins is one of them.
Either or. I might mail it or I might just put it in.
Others have already made up their minds. Gerald Lofton, an 81-year-old retiree, says he voted yes.
I did vote for it because I think that it's a good idea that Gavin Newsom has to try to counteract what President Trump is doing.
President Donald Trump is pushing Republican-controlled states to withdraw their congressional districts in an effort to get more Republicans elected to the House of Representatives in next year's midterms. The states of Missouri and Texas have responded to add several Republican seats in the House. In California, Proposition 50 is the Democratic pushback. Eric McGee, the policy director and senior fellow at the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California, explains.
Prop 50 is a response to a redistricting plan in Texas, an effort by Democrats in California to respond by adding about 5 Democratic seats from California.
North Carolina and Indiana are also redistricting in favor of Republicans, while Virginia is following California's lead to pursue redistricting in favor of Democrats. Currently in California, a voter-approved independence commission draws California's congressional seats. It was seen as an attempt to avoid partisan gerrymandering when a political party draws congressional districts to its own advantage. Proposition 50 would temporarily draw new districts until 2030. After that, the independence commission would take back control following the next census. Supporters of Prop 50 see the shuffle is about defending democracy against partisan power grabs in other states. The biggest voice in that campaign is Governor Gavin Newsom. Here he is in a Yes on 50 campaign event, speaking directly to voters.
Whatever the dear leader Donald Trump is telling them to do, they're doing it. Redistricted mid-decade in Texas. Same thing that was done in Missouri. You're seeing red states all across this country try to rig the 2026 election. That's why it's so important that we do everything to fight back.
His campaign has spent millions of dollars on ads that say Trump is attempting to tilt congressional maps nationwide. At a rally leading up to Election Day, he urged supporters to finish strong with a clear message.
They thought we were going to maybe write an op-ed. They thought we would, you know, sit back, maybe have a candlelight vigil. They did not expect.
Statewide, McGee says the goal is to shift California's delegation from 43 Democrats to as many as 48, and from 9 current Republicans down to 4. The changes would be limited. McGee notes that most districts would remain the same, except for one.
Marin County, the Marin County district now connects all the way up with the northern part of the state, all the way up to Lassen County. That's a fairly big change for those folks.
The new congressional map would link deep blue North Coast counties, Marin, Mendocino, and Humboldt in District 2, to the Oregon border, and then eastward to the Nevada border to absorb the rural counties of Shasta, Siskiyou, and Modoc, splitting the conservative areas currently in District 1 in half. The remaining half of District 1 will then incorporate more populated Democratic-leaning communities, such as portions of Sacramento, Lake and Sonoma counties, stacking up the Democratic vote in the district. That would put Republican Doug LaMalfa at risk of losing his seat to a Democratic challenger in 2026. KPFA reached out to LaMalfa's office. He did not respond by airtime. Analysis of the proposed map shows that as many as 5 Republican-held districts could flip blue. Again, McGee.
It doesn't change the number of representatives that California has that it sends to the U.S. House. It just changes the number of Democrats in that congressional delegation. There are changes to the lines, the exact shape of the districts, like who's put into which district, most really for people kind of in the Central Valley area and down south.
In the Central Valley, neighboring District 21 would get smaller, with stronger chances for a Democratic challenger to Republican David Valadao. In the eastern part of the state, District 3 would shrink from 10 counties along the California-Nevada border down to 4: Nevada, Placer, El Dorado, and parts of Sacramento. Sacramento County would be divided from 3 to 5 separate congressional districts to split the heavily blue bloc into surrounding conservative agricultural areas. John McYoung, chair of the Nevada County Republican Party, spoke to KVMR Community Radio, a Pacifica radio affiliate in Nevada City, about why he opposes the split of District 3.
Nevada County is in common with many other rural counties, and we have similar rural priorities, namely issues such as water, fire insurance and fire danger, and rural infrastructure, rural hospitals, rural schools. And if Proposition 50 passes, we incorporate new territories within Sacramento County and lose certain areas. And we would incorporate portions of the city of Sacramento as well as Rancho Cordova, then my concern is that our rural priorities will be shifted towards more urban priorities.
The change will put Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley at risk of losing his seat to a Democratic challenger. The remaining 6 counties currently in District 3 would be incorporated into District 5 with Democratic voters in Fresno. In Southern California, Prop 50 would also make changes in historically Republican districts. District 41 would move into an entirely different county from the Republican stronghold of Riverside to LA, giving Democrats another seat. The area will be absorbed into neighboring Republican districts, 48 held by Darrell Issa and District 40 held by Kim Yong. This could eliminate Tom McClintock's seat or force him to run against one of his colleagues. District 48, represented by Republican Darrell Issa, would include new sections of San Diego County that have Democratic strongholds like La Mesa and Palm Springs. Opponents say Prop 50 is exactly what California voters tried to end 15 years ago when they created the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission.
Prop 50 threatens what voters built. Voters approved an independent commission to create fair election districts. Prop 50 destroys this good work. It's a direct attack on democracy that tears away the power of choice. Protect democracy. No on 50.
Eric McGee says the no side has a point, as the Independent Redistricting Commission was created specifically to remove politicians from the process.
About 15, 16 years ago, they took the job away from the legislature in a couple of propositions that created the redistricting commission we have now. By passing Prop 50, they would be then handing back authority to draw the lines temporarily to the state legislature again.
We're fighting to have elected representatives that will push back against the cuts to our health care, our public safety net.
For some supporters of Prop 50, the end justifies the means, like Jane Kim, the California director of the Working Families Party.
When we talk about power in Congress, we're really talking about Medicaid for low-income children, school lunches, all of these safety net programs that have held Americans up.
Prop 50, she says, is not a policy in itself.
It doesn't reverse the cuts to Medicaid. It doesn't stop ICE from terrorizing our communities. What it does is that it levels the playing field so that we can win seats in Congress that represent the majority of Americans, and fighting back against cuts to our health care, and allows us to fight in Congress in 2027.
According to the California Secretary of State's office, the Prop 50 campaign has raised more than $200 million, making it one of the most expensive ballot measures in California history. They've raised so much, the governor's now telling people to stop donating. Analysts are projecting the measure will win. Back at the post office in Vallejo, some voters say they're still trying to sort through it all. One woman, Lisa, who voted in person, said she just wants her vote to count.
I'm voting yes. I feel empowered by casting my vote personally, not by mail.
As ballots continue to arrive, Californians will decide whether to temporarily give their lawmakers power to redraw the maps for the next 3 congressional elections until 2030, or keep that power in the hands of the Independent Commission. For KPFA Radio, this is Annetta Felix reporting.